Thank you. It's good to be with you again this morning.
很高兴今天早晨又跟大家同在。
It's always a joy to come here to Cupertino.
这是欢喜快乐，可以每一次都到 Cupertino 来。
We lived here in this area for many, many years, and whenever we come back to Cupertino, we feel like we have come home.
我们在湾区住了很多年，每一次我来到 Cupertino, 我觉得好像回到了家。
We are standing at the beginning of a new year.
我们现在是一个年度的新的开始。
I hope you remember it's 2013.
希望你记得这是2013年了。
Especially when you write your checks, be sure to put 2013, not 2012.
当你写奉献的时候，要记得写是2013年。
Now, as every new year brings, it also has new challenges for us and new experiences.
在新的一年，我们总是有一些新的挑战、新的经历。
We are writing a new chapter.
我们在写一个新的一篇。And
so at the beginning of my message, I want to ask you a question.
在我信息开始之前，我要问你一个问题。And
a question that only you can answer.
这个问题只有你自己可以来解答。Here's
the question.
这个就是这样子的问题。
In 2013, what kind of people should you be?
在2013年,你们为人当如何行?
I think you need to answer that question for yourselves.
我想你需要自己来回答这个问题。
I cannot answer that question for you, I can only answer it for myself.
我不能为你来回答，我只能回答我自己的问题。Before
God, what kind of person should I be in this year?
在神的面前，今年你为人当如何行?
Now this is not an original question.
这不是一个原来的问题。This
was asked a long time ago by the Apostle Peter.
这个不是现在的问题，这个问题在使徒彼得的时候就已经问了这个问题。And
he asked it in the third chapter of 2 Peter.
在彼得前后书第三章的时候，彼得问了这样子的问题。So
if you have your Bibles, please turn to that passage with me.
你手边有圣经的话，请你翻到彼得后书第三章。2
Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章,
and we'll read verse 8 to 18.
我们要读第八节到十三节。彼得后书第三章第八节到十三节。亲爱的弟兄啊, 有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。但主的日子要像贼来的来到一样。 那日天必有大响声废去，有形质的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔，切切仰望神的日子来到。在那日天被火烧， 就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化。但我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地有意居在其中。The
question that I raised is found in verse 11.
我刚刚提了问题是在第十一节。Peter
says, since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be?
这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该怎样行？
And he raises that question in basically referring to the coming again of our Lord.
彼得在这里说这个问题，基本上是因为主要来的这一件事情。
Now Peter is writing this letter to Christians.
彼得写这封书信是给所有的基督徒的。
And they were in many different areas.
在很多的地方。
Now in the first chapter of this second Peter letter, he talks about the subject of fruitfulness.
在第一章的时候，他提到了怎么样多结果子。
And he talks about this subject in relationship to our growth and maturity.
他提到了我们在神里面怎么样属灵上面可以成长。
Many times Peter had heard Jesus say, "By their fruits you shall know them."
彼得听到好几次耶稣说，看着这个果子就知道它是什么样的树。
It's not just by confession of our mouth that makes us genuine Christians.
不是因为我们口里面这样子说，我们就是一个真实的基督徒。
It is the transformation of our lives that gives evidence that something has happened inside.
在我们里面有一个生命的改变，这个才叫我们成为真实的基督徒。
That Christ has given us a new life.
基督，耶稣基督给了我们一个新的生命。
If nothing has changed in our lifestyle,
如果我们外面的生活方式没有改变的话
，If nothing has changed in our value system,
如果在我们的价值体系没有任何的改变的话
，Then we're still the same old person that we were before we became Christians.
我们就还是原来那个旧人，在好像是我们没有重生一样。
And we'll remain the same kind of people that we have always been.
我们就像以前一样，仍然是那个旧人。
So what Peter is saying here.The fruits of the Spirit must become evident in our lives.
彼得说圣灵的果子在我们的生活上面是要看得见的。
And then later on in that same first chapter, he talks about some very basic principles for our lives.
在第二章他讲到了一些我们生活的基本原则。
He says in that if you want to grow spiritually,
你属灵上灵里面要成长的话
if you want to mature in your faith,
你的信仰要成熟的话
，Then you need to be committed to the Word of God.
你要扎根在神的话语上面。
The Word of God must play a predominant role in your life.
神的话语在你生命里面要成为一个非常非常重要的一个地步。
If you do not, then you will never grow.
如果不是这样子，你的属灵的生命不会成长。
It's as simple as that.
就是这么简单。
So if you are a Christian, are you willing then to commit yourself to be a growing Christian?
你如果是个真实的基督徒的话，你愿意在属灵上面扎根吗？
That's an important question that again that we need to answer for ourselves this coming year.
这是一个很重要的问题，这个问题也只有你自己能够回答。
Now in chapter 2, Peter changes his topic.
在彼得后书第二章，彼得改变了他的说法。
He warns us about false teachers.
他警告我们这里有假教师。
And he goes all the way back into the Old Testament.
他在旧约的时候就告诉我们，旧约的时候就有假先知。
And he shows that there always has been a danger of false teachers.
这个假先知、假教师是一个很危险的东西。
Jesus had told his disciples the same thing.
耶稣跟门徒们也是这样说的。
He says, "In the end times, there would be many false teachers standing up."
在末世的时候，有很多假先知、假教师出来。
False prophets, false teachers who were deceiving people.
假先知、假教师来欺骗人。
And he had urged the disciples many times not to be deceived by these people that came in.
耶稣警告门徒们不要被这些假先知、假教师给迷惑了。
He told them that they had to be on the watch.
所以他们要警醒。
Now we're still facing the same situation today, don't we?
我们今天是不是也面临同样的问题呢？
There are many false teachers coming in.
我们在现今有很多的假的教训。
Just because somebody's on television doesn't mean what he's saying is the truth.
这个人虽然在电视上面说些什么，并不代表他所说的都是真实的。
Just because they have written a book that has sold to many people doesn't mean that that is the truth.
就算这个人写了很多很多的书，但也不代表他所教的就是真实的。
In fact, today there are people that are even leading large churches that are leading people astray.
在今天有很多的教会，有很多人甚至把信徒们带离了正道。
And there's so much that is being proclaimed publicly that is totally against what the Bible has to say.
很多我们在各个地方听到的收音机上听到的都是跟圣经相反的。
But many times people hide themselves behind a new philosophy that is coming up in this world.
有时候我们就躲在这个假的教训，躲在这个假的哲学的后面。
We are saying or hearing people say there's no such thing as absolute truth.
今天我们很多人说没有什么叫做绝对的真理。
Everything is relative.
每一件事情都是相对的。
And many pastors have taken this thing on and are teaching that also.
有些的牧师拿着这样子的教训就在会众里面做教导。
Now how do we protect ourselves against that?
我们怎么样来保护自己呢?
We need to compare what is being said by what the Word of God teaches.
我们需要拿神的话语来做标准。
And if we are ignorant of the scriptures, then we cannot tell truth from falsehood.
如果我们对神的话语无知的话，我们没有办法分辨。
Then he comes to chapter 3.
到了第三章。
And here Peter specifically talks about the final, the last days.
彼得特别说到了末后的日子。
Now, theologically, we talk about this as eschatology.
神学上面这个叫做末世观。
Now, the Greek word eschatology, I'm just using it so that you know that I know that word.
希腊文叫做 eschatology 这个字，我只是举一个例子，所以让你知道我懂得希腊文。
But it talks about the things that will occur in the future, in the final days.
末世观的意思就是关乎着末世将来最后的事情。
Now, everybody's interested what is going to happen in the end.
每一个人对于将来要末世要发生的事情都很有兴趣。
There's been a series of books that have been published about the final days.
外面有很多的书是讲到关于末世的事情。
Some of you might have even read them. They're called The Left Behind.Series.
我想你们可能有些人读过这个 Left Behind 就是被撇下的这个系列的书。
There are, I think, 13 books in that section.
这个系列有13本书。
And they have sold millions of copies all over this country.
他们这一列的书卖了几百万份。
And other secular titles also are appearing on the market.
就算是世俗方面的书也有很多关于这方面的。
Books under the title of Armageddon are even being seen in the, on the newsstands.
这个书名上面有哈梅吉多顿的这样子的书也不知道有多少。
Now, if you want to fill a church building with lots of people,
如果你想要教会的人数增加的话
just make a big public announcement that you will bebe presenting what is going to happen in the last days.
你就在外面大大的做广告，告诉人家说，我们要来讲，在末世的时候要发生什么样的事。
And the more detailed you can get, the more people will come.
你如果讲得越详细，来的人就越多。
If you have big PowerPoint presentations showing charts and all sorts of things, people love that.
你如果用了各种的软体，各种的这个投射影片有很多的图画。
And then if you tell them, we will tell you tonight about the role of China, the role of Russia, the role of America in the end days, people will really come.
你说今天晚上我们要告诉你在末世的时候中国、俄国、美国他们要扮演什么样的角色肯定有很多人会来。
Now it's interesting that you're hearing more and more about these things, evenIn news reports that are coming out by the secular press or television.
就算是世俗的杂志或者是电视也是充斥了这样子的关于末世的这些的报道。
And there are a lot of different opinions about different things, even among believers.
就算是在这些信徒里面关于末世的讲法也有很多种。
Now, Peter is keeping this very simple.
彼得却讲得很简单。
You know, Peter had never even finished high school or gone to college.
彼得可能高中都没毕业，也没去过大学。
He'd never been to seminary.
他也没有上过神学院。
So that's why he had to keep it simple.
所以他要讲得简单一点。
And now he can talk to us because we are all simple people too, aren't we?
他这样子告诉我们，因为我们也是这样子简单的人，对不对？
And his eschatology just has three points.
他的末世观只有三点。
The first one we see in verse 10.
第一点就是在第十节。
He says, the day of the Lord will come.
他说主的日子要来。
The day of the Lord is when he returns.
主的日子就是说主耶稣基督要再来。
And Peter just makes a statement. He says, the day of the Lord will come.
彼得就很简单地说主的日子一定要来。
Earlier in that chapter, he had said, there are many people that are scoffing about teaching about Christ's return.
他在第三章前面说有很多人讥诮我们教导主要再来的。
They said, where is he? He promised to come, but where is he? We don't see him.
这些人讥诮地说，你们说主要来，主在哪里呢？怎么还没来？
And many Christians even are beginning to rationalize, saying, well, maybe the Lord is not coming in the same way that we thought he would.
所以很多人就想，主耶稣再来的时候，可能不是按照他来，第一次来的那个样子来的。
But Peter makes a very straightforward statement.
但是彼得在这里有一个简单直接的说法。
He says, the day of the Lord will come.
他说主来的日子一定要来。
Don't fool yourselves.
不要骗你自己。
God will send his son to return.
神会遣他的儿子再来。
He doesn't say when he will come.
他没有说什么时候。
He didn't say how he will come.
没有说怎么来。
Or whether there are different stages of his return.
他来有几个阶段。
Or whether there's going to be tribulation, or whether there's a millennium, or all these kind of things.
是不是有大灾难或者大灾难先来然后再有千年呢？
And I don't even know enough about this to be teaching on that.
我这方面知道的不是太多。
But I like Peter's theology.
但是我喜欢彼得的神学。
He just says, I know that the day of the Lord will come.
他简单地说，我知道主要再来。
And when that day comes, some tremendous things are going to happen.
当主再来的时候，有一个很重大的事情要发生。
He says, on that day, heaven and earth will be burned up by fire.
他说主再来的时候，天与地都要融化。
Some people don't even know what is going to happen at that stage.
我们可能也不太知道那个时候真正要发生什么事。
But Peter says, when people scoff at his return not having taken place, he said, that is only a sign that they don't understand the great patience of God.
他说这只是一个记号，是神他恒久忍耐的一个记号。
God is waiting for his return because he's a patient God. He wants more people to hear the good news.
神单言主耶稣的再来是因为他有恒久的忍耐。
But he says, be sure of this one thing, God will always keep his promise and Christ will return.
但是你千万要记得神持守他的应许主一定会再来。
So that is his first point.
这是他的第一点。
The second point is, he says, we are now living in a day of grace.
他说第二点是说我们现在活在恩典的时代。
Look at verse 9.
在第九节里面。
And there he says, Christ, until he returns, we are living in this age of grace that he's giving to us.
他说在主回来之前我们活在一个恩典的日子里。
Why do I say that?
为什么这样说呢?
Because Peter says, God is patient with you and he wants no one to perish.
彼得说神乃是宽容我们他不愿一人沉沦。
In other words, Christ is delaying his return so that more people can hear the good news.
这里就是说主他单言回来的时间是为教更多的人可以听到福音。
He wants more people to come to hear the good news and to come to repentance and turn to him as their God.
他希望有更多的人可以听到福音，然后都悔改。
Because he does not want anyone to be lost, but he wants them all to go to heaven to receive from him that what he has prepared for them.
他不愿意有一个人失落了，不能够到天堂去。
Verse 13, he says, bear in mind that the Lord's patience means salvation.
在13节里面说到，神的单言乃是代表了他的救恩。
And so God waits.
所以神等待。
He's waiting.
他等待。
What's he waiting for?
他在等待什么呢？
There are two things he's waiting for.
有两件事情他在这边单言。
The first thing is he wants more people to come to know him.
第一件事情就是他要更多的人来悔改。
In other words, that people who are living all around us and in other parts of the world, that they will come to repentance and turn to Jesus Christ.
就是说在我们旁边和世界各地的人，他们都有机会能够悔改。回到神的面前。
And of course, repentance means a total change from our past value system.
悔改的意思就是我们跟我们过去的价值体系完全转过来。
It's a turn from our sinful lifestyle.
就是从我们过去罪恶的生活形态转过来。
It's a turn from our independence from God to becoming totally dependent upon Him.
从我们独立在神之外独立，转向到一个像依靠神的这种境地。
So God is waiting for people to be saved.
神单言乃是要多人众人得救。
And the second thing He's waiting for is that He wants believers to share the gospel with others.
第二件事情，因为他单言乃是要信徒们。能够广传福音。
This is what evangelism is all about.
这个就是传福音。
This is what missions is all about.
这个就是宣教。
God is patiently waiting, and he has been waiting for 2,000 years until everybody could hear that good news.
他单言了2000年，乃是要了我们可以宣教，每个人听到福音。
So Peter says, the Lord's day will come.
彼得说主的日子要来。
Secondly, we are living in a day of grace because God is patient.
我们现在活在一个恩典的时代，神很有耐心。
And the third thing that he's saying here, he will make a new heaven and a new earth.
第三件就是有一个新天新地要降在其中。
That's, we read that in verse 13.
在十三节我们这样子读到了。
And this new heaven and this new earthPeter says, this is the home of righteousness.
在十三节说到盼望新天新地有义居在其中，这个有义居在其中就是公义的家。
And again we read in scriptures that the world as we know it, this earth as we know it, it will be destroyed.
说我们自己所知道的，我们所熟悉的这个天跟地，将来有一天都要毁灭。
And not just the earth, but all of heaven.
不只是地，天也是一样。
All the starry hosts that we see around us, all of that will be destroyed.
所有的星球都要毁灭。
You say that's impossible.
你说这不可能吧？
It is not impossible.
是不可能吗？
The God who made it and created it, he can also destroy it.
神创造了这些的星球，难道他不可以把他们毁灭吗？
Let me read to you a passage from Isaiah chapter 34.
在以赛亚书十三章里面。
三十四章。
以赛亚书三十四章。
第四节。
以赛亚书三十四章第四节
It says, All the stars of the heavens will be dissolved, and the sky rolled up like a scroll, and the starry host will fall like withered leaves from the vine, like shriveled figs from the fig tree.
以赛亚书三十四章第四节是这样子说的，天上的万象都要消灭， 天被卷起，好像书卷，其上的万象要残败，像葡萄树的叶子残败，又像无花果树的叶子残败一样。
See, all of the stars will be gone.
所有的星球都要毁灭。
Heaven will be gone.
天也要毁灭。
And another passage is in Hebrews chapter 1.
希伯来书第一章里面也这样子说。
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 10 to 12 says this.
希伯来书第一章第十节到十四节这样子，十二节这样子说。
He also says, "In the beginning, O Lord, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will roll them up like a robe, like a garment. They will be changed, but you remain the same, and your years will never end."
希伯来书第一章十节到十二节说道，又说，主啊，你起初立了地的根基，天也是你手所造的，天地都要灭灭，你却要长存，天地都要像衣服渐渐旧了，你要将天地卷起来像一件外衣，天地就都改变了，唯有你永远永不改变，你的年数没有穷尽。
You know, Peter paid attention when the Lord Jesus was speaking.
当主耶稣说话的时候，彼得很注意在那里听。
And Jesus had told his disciples, heaven and earth will pass away.
主耶稣说到，主耶稣跟门徒们说，天地都要过去。
But my word will never pass away.
但是我的话却长存。
And now Peter says,This is what's going to happen in the end time.
彼得说，这就是将来在末世的时候要发生的事情。
This whole world as we know it today, it will be gone, it will be destroyed.
我们所知道的今天所有的一切都要被毁灭掉。
And God will create a new heaven and a new earth.
神要给我们一个新的天，新的地。
This world as we know it is filled with sin and disaster and disease and death.
在这个时代里面充满了罪恶、疾病、死亡。
But I will create a new heaven and a new earth.
但是我要给你们一个新的天跟新的地。
And God says, I will call it the home of righteousness.
我要叫它叫做公义的家，有义居在其中。
And that is the future for which we are, to which we are looking forward to.
这是就是我们所仰望的将来。
He will have this home of righteousness.
这里有一个公义的家。
Because he will be the king. He will be the ruler.
他就是那个做王的，他就是在那里掌权的。
And those of us who have followed him faithfully will rule together with him.
我们这样子忠实的跟随他的，将来也要做王，也要掌权。
What a tremendous promise he's holding up for us.
这是多么大的一个应许啊。
So that is Peter's theology about the end times.
这个就是彼得的神学。
The day of the Lord will come.
主要来。
We're now living in a day of grace.
我们住在一个恩典的时代。
And God will create a new heaven and a new earth.
主要给我们一个新天新地。
Now you know what Peter has to say about this subject.
你现在知道彼得是怎么说的了。
And Peter would say to you, now I know you know all this, but I just wanted to remind you.
彼得说，我知道你们都懂得这些，但是我要提醒你们。
Now having said all of this, Peter now draws an application.
彼得说完了这些以后，他给我们的一些运用。
Every time the truth is declared, people need to respond and make an application to their own lives.
当我们一次在这里宣扬真理的时候，人要有回应，然后在他的生活里边要有应用。
I have said many times before that the word of God was not primarily given to give us more knowledge.
我说过很多次了，神的话不只是要给我们，这一些属灵的知识。
It was given to us.So that it will provide and bring about transformation in our lives.
这些神的话语乃是要叫我们的生命能够被改变。
And so this comes then full circle to the same question that I raised in the beginning of my message.
我们兜了一个大圈子，现在回到了第一，我们起初的时候我所问的那个问题。
In the light of what is going to happen in these final days in which we are now living,
我们都知道了将来要发生些什么事情。
What kind of people should we be?
你们为人当如何行？
In the light of the final days, what should our lifestyle be like?
我们已经看见了将来要发生的事情，那我们今天要如何行呢？
What kind of people should we be that are being motivated by this?
你们为人当怎样行呢？
Now, Peter asked that question.
彼得问了这样子的问题。
But he also gives an answer.
他也给了一些答案。
It's interesting, he raises the question.And then he answers that question.
好像彼得在这里自问自答。
And here's what he says.
这是他这样子说的。
You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of the Lord and speed is coming.
彼得是这样子说的。他说你们应该过着一个圣洁、敬虔、切切仰望神来到的日子。
Three things.
三件事。
Godly lives,
敬虔
holy lives,
圣洁
and lives that are ready to meet the Lord.
预备好了我们自己。
Why should I be godly in 2013?
在2013年，我为什么要过敬虔的生活呢？
I need to be godly because God is totally relevant and important in my life.
我需要敬虔，因为神在我的生活里面是息息相关的。
God is the God of all of history.
神是一个历史上的神。
He created everything.
神是历史的神，他创造了历史。
He is the owner of everything.
他是所有的主宰。
And God is the center of everything that is happening in this world.
神是在我们四周所有东西运行的一个中心。
An ungodly person denies that fact.
不敬虔的人他否认这样子的事。
He said to me, God does not exist.
他们说神不存在。
Or if he exists, he's not important in my life.
就算他存在，他对我来说没什么关系。
But if I'm to be a godly person, I say,God is the very center of everything that I do.
如果我真的敬虔的话，神是我生活的中心。
He's an integral part of everything that I do in my life.
我日常生活每一件事情不能离开他。
Therefore, my overwhelming desire is to please God in my life.
所以我心中有一个切望，就是要活出。
Because I need to live as if God were really my God.
我活着就好像神真的是我心。是我的神一样。
So many people say, oh, I believe in God as long as he does not interfere with my daily life.
Oh, 有人会说我可以把他当神，但是只要他不管我做些什么就可以了。
That we can do whatever we want to do as long as we go to church on Sunday.
我爱怎么做就怎么做，只要我礼拜天来教会。
Take divorce as an illustration.
我们就拿离婚这件事来说吧。
Divorce is just as strong among church people as it is in the outside world.
在教会里面，离婚的事情跟外面的是一样的多。
Many, many times people say, well, but you know, we can't get along with each other, or there's some reason or another why we should get a divorce.
有很多人给离婚找理由，说我们处不来嘛，所以我们就离婚了。
But see what people who are thinking like this, they have set aside what the Word of God teaches.
这样子说的人，他把神的话语就摆在一边了。
Even from the government today, laws are being enacted that are calling into question the very clear commands of the Word of God.
在我们的法律里面，甚至把神重要的诫命都给他打上了问号。
When you talk about homosexual marriages,
我们现在在谈论这个同性恋、同性婚姻。
The scripture very clearly makes a statement that that is evil before God.
在圣经里面明明的说，这在神的面前是邪恶的。
And yet the minute you open your mouth and talk about it, people will say you're politically incorrect.
每一次你这样子说的时候，人家就会说，你不符合大家的心意。
You're intolerant.
你不能够容忍。
You do not show love.
你不够容忍，你没有爱。
That's not what the scripture teaches.
这不是圣经所告诉我们的。
Scripture teaches us we are to love all people.
圣经告诉我们，我们要爱众人。
But when somebody obviously and defiantly disregards God's laws, that needs to be called sin.
可是圣经告诉我们，当人不管不顾神的话，随任意而行的时候，我们就说这是一个罪。
Take abortion as another illustration.
堕胎也是另外一个例子。
The taking of life.
把一个生命给摧毁掉。
Is that what God's word teaches us?
这是神的教导吗？
He doesn't.
神不这样子教导
的。 So we need to take the scriptures very, very, very seriously.
所以我们要把神的话语很认真的来研读。
And that's why I need to be a godly person that pays attention to what God has declared in His word as truth.
所谓做一个敬虔的人，就是把神的话语认真的研读，行在我们的生活中。
The second thing that Peter calls his people to be, the kind of people, he says, you should be holy people.
第二件事情，彼得说到的是你们要圣洁。
Peter has made it very clear that this world in which we live now will be destroyed by fire.
他说我们现在所住的天地将来都要毁灭。
And that I now need to be preparing myself to live in this home of righteousness.
我们需要预备自己将来可以住在这个有义在其中的这个新天新地。
Now if I want to fit into that home of righteousness, I need to lead a holy life so that I can fit into that place.
如果我要住在那个公义的家里面的时候，我现在开始就要操练圣洁。
It just doesn't make sense to live an unholy life here and then you want to live in the home of righteousness, does it?
你能够想象我们现在过了一个不圣洁的生活，然后我们想到将来要去住在那个公义的家里面吗？
Now we know God is the only one that can make us holy.
但是我们都知道只有神能使我们圣洁。
He has already declared us to be holy.
他已经宣称我们是圣洁的。
Because of what his son did for us.
因为他的儿子已经为我们所成就的。
But he said, now your lives need to manifest and give evidence of that fact.
但是你们现在生活要显出圣洁来。
And the third thing that Peter says, you need to be ready.
第三四件事情彼得说的是我们要预备好了。
In verse 12, he says, we're looking forward to the day of the Lord and to speed its coming. Verse
12. 12节里面说到我们要预备好了等到神的日子来到。
We're living in days where we're very hastily approaching the end times.
我们现在这在一个很快的接近的末世的的这样子的一个时代。
And each day that God gives to us is a day of grace.
每一天神给我们所留下的就是一个恩典的日子。
Now there are some people that get very nervous when you talk about the end time of their life.
有很多人对于这个末日很紧张。
And when you talk to them about the end time of their own life, their own death, they get very, very nervous about that.
尤其是你讲到将来要死的事情，有些人就非常的紧张。
There are some people, even Christians, who don't want to get in an airplane because they think the airplane is going to crash.
有些基督徒他不坐飞机，因为他怕飞机掉下来。
And what's so bad about the plane crashing?
飞机掉下来又怎么样呢？
They'll all die, right?
都死了嘛。
And they don't want to die.
他们不要死。
Why?
为什么？
Because they're afraid.
因为他们很害怕。
Why are they afraid?
为什么他们怕死？
Because they are not ready.
因为他们还没有预备好。
I was standing at the bedside of a dying woman.
我曾经在一个快要过世的姊妹的前面。
And I asked her.
我问她。
Are you ready for death?
你预备好了吗？
And she said, Well, I've been a good church member.
他是这样子回答的，我在教会里面很尽忠。
I've been trying to be a good wife and a good mother.
我是一个很好的妈妈。
And I've tried to be a responsible member of our community.
我在这个社区里面是一个很好的人。
And then she stopped.
然后她就停在那儿。
I said, are you ready to die?
我再问她一次说，你预备好了要走吗？
She said, I'm afraid.
她说，我害怕。
She was not ready.
她还没有准备好。
I'm sure there are some people sitting right here. If that same question were coming to you, you would say too, I am not ready yet.
如果我问我们当中在座的同样一个问题，可能很多人都会回答说，我还没有预备好。
可我不是很多。
不是很多。都会说还没预备好。
It's important that we are ready when the Lord comes.
非常重要的，当主来的时候，我们要预备好了。
We're living in a day of grace.
我们活在一个恩典的时代。
We don't know when the day is that the Lord will return.
我们不知道主什么时候要来。
But we do know that we need to live holy, godly lives that are ready to meet him anytime he comes.
但是我们知道我们要过着一个敬虔的生活，圣洁的生活，切切仰望主要来的日子。
I'm praying that in 2013,
我这样子的祷告在2013年，
if the Lord should come,
如果主来的话，
or if he would call us home,that we are ready to go.
或者他找我们去见他，当我们都预备好了，他找我们去见他的时候，
that we are living holy lives, godly lives, and lives that are fully prepared.
当主找我们去见他的时候，我们都是过着一个圣洁、敬虔的、预备好了的生活。
Let's pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word.
感谢天父，你赐给我们话语。
Thank you that you speak to us.
谢谢你跟我们心说话。
And I pray that today you will meet the needs of every heart that is in this place.
主啊，求你按照我们的需要来供应我们。
And if someone is here that is not yet ready, Lord, I pray that you will move that person to make peace with you today.
我们当中若是有人还没有预备好了，主啊，我求你，你来恩召他。
In Jesus' name.
靠着主耶稣基督的圣名。阿门。